The story that we've been looking at. And do you remember that the angels came down? And the text I'm taking is from verse 10 and 11. The angels said, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." Shepherds were doing what they always did, not an easy life, better probably than subsistence farming, but not an easy life. And one of the things about this life was that you had to be doing it every day, all day, 24/7. I don't know how many shepherds were, and I don't know how many the flock was, but I'm guessing that in those days it might have been anything from 500 to 1,000. And there might have been something like six shepherds, two men and a boy, and then another two men and a boy. If you were a sentry and were guarding somewhere, you went to sleep. In some days in the army, you'd be put to death, because you put everybody's life at risk if you went to sleep when you were supposed to be on duty. So the shepherds would have divided up. When it was time for one or two of them to nod off, the other two or three would come on duty, so that all the time there was somebody watching the sheep. It wouldn't matter quite so much in the daytime, you could manage with one. But there were things about in the night that go bump. Wolves, perhaps. Foxes, perhaps. Any animal. And of course there would be a sudden barring, a bleating over at one side, and you'd know something was the matter straight away. And this is what the shepherds were doing. They were out in their fields keeping watch over the flocks by night, as they always did. But something happened today, or tonight. Something really exciting happened. There they were doing it, and an angel suddenly appeared, and he was bright and lit up, just like heaven is bright and light. He comes straight from heaven. Do you know, I know children who sometimes cry when they've not been hurt and something's happened. Do you know why? It's because they're taken by surprise and it beat them. Before they know where they are, they're crying. And it's just what happened, see? There was this bright light, never happened before, and it came down from heaven, and here was this big angel. Oh, and they were afraid, terribly afraid. They were scared out of their wits. And the angel said, the Bible says lots of times to us all, always, "Fear not." And on this occasion he said, "Fear not, I've got good news for you. Fear not, I bring you great news, good tidings, bring you great joy. And that joy is for all people, all the world over." Why? Because unto you is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, not Jerusalem, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. The angel coming from heaven said, it was the best thing that's ever happened to the world that this little child was born. And that's not what most people think. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. What's so good about a Saviour? If you'd gone out of your depth in the sea and you were about to sink, you would be very afraid, and you'd probably try and call out or wave to somebody, see if they come and get you or something. Do you know, my mum was a good swimmer. She was the champion swimmer for London in those days, before my time, of course. And when I was a teenager, I heard somebody crying out at sea. And I ran out and swam out the best I could to get to the person who was in trouble. I got halfway there, and the next thing I knew was my mum just went by me like that. And she was halfway back with the person by the time I got there. She was a brilliant swimmer. But a saviour rescues you. Get the idea? And God says, we need rescuing. But we don't always know it ourselves that we need rescuing. We don't need rescuing from water. One day we might. Or a road accident. One day we might. But we need rescuing from something much more serious. And that is sin. We need rescuing. We need a saviour to take us from our sin. Or to take our sin from us. There are lots, the English language is wonderful, I'm sure you know that. English, beautiful. Do you know it has so many three-letter words that mean a lot? Do you know what sin means? Sin, just a short little word. Nearly everybody knows what sin is. At your age, I knew what sin was. I had an auntie that I didn't like. She didn't like my mum either. She thought she was a disgrace and she thought I was a disgrace. So what did I used to do? I used to kick her under the table. When we were having meals, you know, and I was, supposed I'd be 8, 7. I'd kick her under the table. I didn't like her at all. But do you know, I knew in my heart that that was wrong. That it was a sin to do that. And anything that we do that is wrong is a sin. But who decides what is wrong? God decides what is wrong. And he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pardon people for the wrong that they had done. I hope that none of you has ever had to go to the head teacher because you've done something wrong. Hope not. It's a bit scary. I'm speaking from experience, aren't I? It's a bit scary. You don't know quite what the teacher's going to be like. You're going through your mind, perhaps. Is this going to be terrible? Is it going to be nice? Am I going to be in real trouble? Am I going to get a second chance? What's going to happen? All these things go through your mind. Now, we don't know what God is going to do about the things we've done wrong. And there are things that we've done wrong that we wouldn't always think were wrong. I mentioned kicking under the table. Well, that's wrong for an 8-year-old boy. But what is really wrong? Let me test you on the Ten Commandments. Everybody here knows I always do that. I won't test you on them at all. But I do say to people, if you once disobeyed one of them, you're a sinner. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All sorts of things like that. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. Done it once, you're disqualified. Done it once, you're a sinner. Done it once, without a saviour rescuing you, there's no hope of heaven. But the good news, I brought good tidings of great news for all people, that the Lord Jesus will save those who come to him and who seek him. If they've committed a sin that they know of, sometimes things we do can stay in our conscience. When I was nine, I was evacuated in the war for a whole year. And when we were the boys, we used to mess about. And there was a cat, had a litter of seven, I think it was, all different looking baby kittens. And we were messing about in there. And it happened that I fell on one of the kittens and killed it. Do you know, I've remembered that all my life. I've often asked the Lord to forgive me, and I know he has forgiven me, but it troubled me deep, deep, deep inside. We do need a saviour for lots of sins, and it's a good thing to come to the saviour and ask him to forgive us, listing in our minds the things we'd like him to forgive us for, things that we wished we'd not done. But the Lord has this message for all people, all over the world. This is good news that Jesus has come, no matter who you are, where you're from, because every single person simply by being human is bad. We're not bad compared with others, but compared with God, we are bad. And that's what he judges us by. And we deserved to be punished for things we've done wrong. Do you know Jesus was punished instead of us? Instead of those who say to him, Lord, I know I did this, I'm sorry I did this. Is there anything else we should bear in mind? And the Lord will forgive those who seek the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Saviour. And the day he was born was so important, even all the angels came and sang to the shepherds about it. This is a very, very, very important matter. One last thing. We have a shed out there. It's not up yet, but it was given to Uncle Andrew. And someone said to him, would you like a shed? I don't know all the conversation that went. And Uncle Andrew said, yeah, I'd like a shed. He's got it, he's brought it here, and we're going to have it as a church. Now, think about this. Uncle Andrew could have said, couldn't he? I want it. Why, I want your throne of shed, throne away shed. He could have said that, couldn't he? Or he could have said, well, will you come back for it later today? And he could have said, yes, I'll come back for it later today. But he decided in his own mind he wasn't going to do any such thing. So it was all left. But he could have said what he did say, yes, please. And it was a win-win situation. Now, when you hear about the Lord Jesus forgiving sin, you can think in your heart, not for me, no bother, not going to do it. Or you can think to yourself, well, I'll just forget about it, just leave it. But the best thing of all is to come to the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and say, forgive me for my sins. You are the saviour from sin. It's what you came to do. And I am a sinner. Forgive me. And I know the Lord Jesus promised everlasting life, not just in this world, but everlasting life to those who trust him to have forgiven their sins. I sort of half talk to the adults and half talk to you, but it's true for us all. Well, we're going to sing now.